Amen. I want to read one verse of scripture this morning. And you listen, I read it every time we dedicate a baby. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. My dear friend, I want to thank God, and the way Brother Ricky started the song, thank God for a praying mother. I wonder where you and I would be. I wonder where this nation would be were it not for praying mothers. Many of us would not even be here, as Kim's testified, but for the prayer of our mothers. When fever and sickness racked infant bodies, that could have taken our life, but for the prayers of a loving mother. When curiosity and adventurous toddlers get into everything that comes along, they could be injured and maimed for life, but for the prayer of a mother. That first day of school could have been a horrific experience, but for a praying mother. With all the running and jumping and swinging and climbing, injuries could have befallen every day, but for a praying mother. Teenagers with hormones racing, peer pressure, sought by the world and stalked by Satan, with ball and cheering and cars and drugs and alcohol, emotional battles, pressure at school. Failures could have been final. Dating could have been just devastating, and graduation would never have come but for a praying mother. Young adults' first job, careers, college, marriage, money problems, and temptation could have ravaged our lives but for a praying mother. Pedophiles, rapists, murderers, robbers all around us could have destroyed our lives but for the prayers of our mothers. Young men traveling, taking trips, and going off to war may have never come home but for the prayers of our mothers. Income, the economy, taxes, moral dilemmas, and satanic attacks could have destroyed and devastated our homes and our lives but for our praying mothers. When sickness and broken bones and disease and heartbreak and financial collapse and failed relationships did come, it could have been the end of us but for praying mothers. When death takes one of our precious treasures, we could have become bitter. We could have become devastated, but for our praying mothers. What a wonderful thing to have a praying mother, and thank God for it. In John chapter 17 and verse 9, the Lord Jesus Christ, it records in that passage of scripture what we call the great high priestly prayer. And the Bible says, our Lord prayed for all of his disciples. In verse 20, he said, I pray not for these only, but for all those who shall believe on me through their words. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 32, the Lord Jesus Christ prayed this prayer for Simon Peter. But I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. But for the prayers of our Savior, salvation would never have been provided. He prayed in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. But for the prayers of our Savior, our souls would never have been saved, as he prayed for us to come and bid us come for salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. We would have never grown spiritually but for the prayers of our Savior. Our faith would have failed but for the prayers of our Savior. Battles would have been lost but for the prayers of our Savior. Our labor would be in vain but for the prayer of our Savior. Our strength would ultimately fail but for the prayers of our Savior. Death would haunt us. Leaving this world would be awesome fear but for the prayer of our Savior. Father, I pray that they might be where I am, that they might behold my glory. Will you bow with me for prayer? But for the prayers of your mother, many of you would not be here today. They prayed for you and believed God for you when you would not believe for yourself. they prayed for you in times of problems and sickness, family and economic difficulties. And as we've heard today, they continue to do the same thing even now. Many of us stand today as a result of what God's grace has done for us, but also as a result of the prayers of mothers who've been praying for us before we were ever born. And I'm blessed today to have had a Christian mother. I'm blessed today to have a Christian wife who's prayed for me and prayed for our children. But I'm also blessed today to know there's no telling where I would be but for the prayers of my Savior, who ever lives to make intercession for us.